Well, not only that, but it was all artificial.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. This rather bothered me.
Sure is. Have you ever been to Disneyland?
Nope. Never gonna go.
Well, where you ought to go?
I've been to Six Flags down in Dallas.
I've never been there.
It's about the same, but it's much smaller, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Smaller.
Oh, I had a grand time down there. You buy a ticket for $275, a rather staggering sum. But this,
it takes you clear through, doesn't it?
You can ride out anything in the place as many times as you want.
Who was it? I had a friend here that took her children. Who was this? There were several of them. My sister took her little boy over there. And they was talking about it. And I have a friend here that has a daughter lives down there in one of those little towns right close to Dallas. And they went while she was down there. She said it was real nice.
It's not fun.
That Disneyland is fabulous.
Well, I got the big kick out of the ski lift.
Yeah, the ski lift's something, isn't it?
I guess.
But you take that high lift down there in that over that place, and I'm telling you, you just can't believe your eyes. My daughter-in-law and I rode it down. This didn't ride, but we did. We went up on the high lift. You go up on a big hill, up some stairs, and then you take this lift, and it goes across on these wires, you know, to the other side. And it is beautiful.
Gee, that seems strange.
And you can just see the ocean all out there.
Those are all bean fields.
Yeah, bean fields. Well, I think that I've been right there before there was ever a stick turn there. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
That's weird.
It sure is. It really is.
When your little boy was growing up, as when he was a little boy, probably sometimes he'd try to get out of the house when it was cold and you'd meet him at the door with a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And say, here, take this now, and I want you to
put it on.
Mm-hmm.
But usually I'd have to hold him and put it on.
When they're putting in a new road or something, they go out there with the machines and they pulverize the surface, and you say, you can't drive over there. They're putting in a new one, and the road is all
torn up.
Mm-hmm. And in your games of tag, what did you do when you were a girl? Or drop the handkerchief. How was this played?
Well, that was played with them. There's one in the middle, and then one would take the handkerchief and run around outside and drop it behind somebody. This one in the middle got this. Well, then that person had to get in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just a game of running, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's what it was. Just a game of running.
Mm-hmm. These are certainly good things. Silly little games, but they developed coordination.
Mm-hmm. They sure did.
How long have you lived in this house?
The 10th of July, the 9th of July will be 39 years.
Since,
when I moved here, 9th of July, 24.
Excuse me, when?
9th of July and 24.
Well, I wanted to get you to say since.
Since then? Oh, been living here since then. That's what you
there we go.
Well, that's right. Since.
Any special term for leaving someplace very quickly? Oh, let's say someone gets in trouble and then he disappears from town overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You say he really...
He really got away.
Little Billy Sal, huh?
Oh, boy. Isn't that a deal?
Gosh. Yeah, I don't think I still think that fellow didn't realize he was doing wrong.
Oh, there was something.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, he wasn't by himself.
No, he wasn't. He had a lot of help.
Two men right up here at Clinton that's gone out of the United States. They don't know where they are. Left their families. I mean, they got away. Isn't that awful?
It certainly is.
That's a terrible thing.
It's a shame that you get so enmeshed in this that you don't realize you're doing wrong.
Oh, he is bound to know he was thieving people out of every dime that he'd get his hands on.